life at the top. Amen. Elevate life at the top. Thank you. It's amazing when you think about how far we've come in this series on entitled A Year of Increase. I don't know about you. Anybody experiencing increase? Amen. I've experienced increase, and then I've experienced decrease. Anybody had increase and then decrease, and then detour, and then come on, help me, somebody. You took God at His word, and it seemed like, yo, what's going on, right? But here's what I want you to know: that with God, there's no mistakes. Amen. With God, amen. God is able to do, amen, just about anything that you can even imagine. That's the beauty about God. He is not limited to time or space. As a matter of fact, let me give you a theological thought real quick. Imagine this, that God created time only for you and I. Imagine this, that God, who lives, exists in eternity, can look down the corridor of time and see what will happen next. I just saw a report yesterday on television that says that it is official. The Pentagon has declared that there has never been any UFOs, any life beyond this planet. Isn't that something? It took the Pentagon. All they had to do was read God's word to find out that there's only one God. And He exists in eternity and been there in eternity. And what He did is He created this earth. He didn't create Mars for you and I. He didn't create the moon. He didn't create any of the billions of planets that's out in outer space for anyone or anything. But He created earth for man. Do I have anybody? When God created this world, He put Adam on this earth, and then He said to Adam, He says, Adam, here it is. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a perfect environment for you. I'm going to place you there. Matter of fact, here's the thing about this, Adam. You don't have to do anything. As a matter of fact, all you got to do, you got one job. Amen. I want you to build a thesaurus. I want you to create the first dictionary. I want you to write a book on names. And He named every animal, and He named everything around. Adam's job then was to cultivate the land. In other words, he was supposed to take care of what God had given him. But Satan had a plan. And in that plan, Satan caused man to fall. Amen. But in falling from God, it did not mean that God broke the relationship with man. The fellowship was broke, but not the relationship. Do I have anybody? You walking with me? And so here's what I'm saying about life at the top, what I mean by life at the top. Life at the top doesn't mean you arrived and you just don't do anything. Life at the top simply means that you have arrived at the destination that God wants you. And watch this, it has nothing to do with money. But it does have something to do with God giving you a quality of life that you never had before. Anybody here living the dream? I'm talking about you're living better than you used to live. Come on, somebody. Amen. I couldn't keep a dollar in my pocket before I was saved. I couldn't keep nothing in the refrigerator. Come on and help me, somebody. And what I'm saying to you today is that God is that kind of God. That He does care about your well-being. He does care about your spiritual aspect of life, but He does care about your material also. And so we find to elevate means to appreciate. Come on, help me, somebody. To elevate means to appreciate what God has done. Watch this. Where He's brought you from and now where He's taking you. In our men's group today, we talked about in my book, the second week in my book is gratitude. And the definition, we asked the question, what is gratitude? We said one word, and it's one word that really resonated with me. And here's the word, to acknowledge. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I'm going to say it one more time. What is gratitude? And I'm just giving you a simple definition. To what? To acknowledge. What you just saw just now with the presentation of the flowers and the gift is to acknowledge that I understand your worth and I understand your value. Do I have anybody here today? You see, I believe the problem happens is that when we get to the top of life and when we start living a certain kind of way, we have a tendency, saints, to forget. What do we forget? We forgot how we got there. Somehow, for some reason, we get caught up in busyness. We get caught up in the blessings. We get caught up in the things and we lose time and we start saying to ourselves, well, I don't have no more time. Oh, come on, help me somebody. I can't do this and I can't do that. But when you were at the bottom, it's amazing how your schedule was clean, clear. You got, listen, you couldn't stop you from coming to worship God and give him thanks and be grateful. And so to elevate, I say to you, is to appreciate, to acknowledge. Amen. Listen, to appreciate, to acknowledge that God is the one that brought me here. Are you with me? Now, in God's plan, geographically, he did not want, if you go back to the beginning of this chapter and the chapter before that, you'll find that God did not want Isaac living in Gerara. He did not want him there. There was a famine there, and yet God says, I want you among these people, but not for long. See, I found out something. Sometimes we can settle in temporary places. We can set up shop because things are working out. But sometimes God is saying that's just the beginning of the journey. There are things that God may want you to do that, watch this, but he has to put you in the temporary place to see if you can be trusted. Come on, help me somebody. Are you with me? And so when I look at Elijah at the brook of Cherith, that word means to cut. The preacher said that at the funeral yesterday. It means to cut, the cutting place, where God transitioned Elijah from running to a raven. God took an animal who is selfish by nature and cause that animal to transform its nature. God used the raven to take care of Elijah while he was on the run because he called for a famine. Now watch this. Moved him from a raven to a woman who was a widow who had nothing left. Oh, God's ways are not our ways. See, the way we think God's going to show up, he ain't going to show up like that. As a matter of fact, just expect the opposite. And the thing about God, what I love about God, is that he uses people with little or no resources, and they're the ones that become the vessels of gratitude, the channels. Come on, help me somebody. So that when you get to the top, you understand that I am a channel. Now, Isaac here, in our passage, I got 28 minutes and 24 seconds, right? Isaac spoke his peace. Remember last week, he spoke his peace. He did. He spoke his peace, y'all. Look what he said. He spoke his peace. He said, verse 27, Isaac said to him, why have you come to me since you tell your neighbor he made peace? Here's what he did next. He confronted his past. Hello, somebody. And he probably never thought in a lifetime that he would reconcile with these people. Yet God made sure that he was at peace with those who meant him bad. I'm trying to help somebody with something. I told you this week ago, deal with your people problems before you get to the top. But when you get to the top, make sure that you deal with your people problems. Okay, now listen. It's interesting to me that here's Abimelech who could have taken him out. He had the military power. He had everything. He's the king. He's living in his land. But it seems to me that the king has a little fear in his heart. You see, be careful how you treat God's people. I'm going to say it one more time. Be careful how you treat God's people. Okay? Because let me say this to you. God loves his people. God loves his children. Amen. And can I tell you, stop telling people what God going to do to them. If you're not sure what God going to do with you. And people are quick to say, God going to deal with you. Yeah, I know, and he's going to deal with you too. Especially if we both believe in God, right? I see husband and wife doing that too. Amen. You got to stop doing that. Amen. Because guess what? Because you're both children of God. And here's what I'm saying to you. God can handle his children in his time. Are you with me? So what I don't do, listen, what I try not to do is keep thinking in my mind that because I've been wronged, that I deserve justice. And God says to me, no, you don't, because you was just as mean to the next person than you was to the person that's mean to you. So it's always looking at yourself. It's always paying attention to yourself, saying, you know what? All right, God, thank you. Because life at the top means that your life is on display. Amen. It is. Don't think they don't see you where you go. Uh-oh. They do. And when you think they're not looking, they're looking. They watch it. And look, but you got too, how many of you can say, I got too much to lose, Pastor. I got too much to lose right now. Now watch this. Watch this now. The text says in verse 28, so let's look at life at the top right quick. Look what it says. He says, they said. It's always they, right? Ain't that something, y'all? Y'all, this is a powerful scripture. We see what? Plainly. I'm going to stop right there. I ain't going no further than that. Can I ask you a question? How do people know that you're blessed? I put you out. You dug a well. And then you dug another one. I put you out again. I fought against you. And rather than you fight me back, what did you do? You went to another place. And you went to another place. And you went to another place. And watch this. And you kept, you kept your cool. Some of you be losing your cool. Your head is too hot. The Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about having a cool head. You know what I'm saying? But you're always losing your cool about stuff. And listen, but look, you're praising God like you ain't never praised him, and you praying real hard, and you know, life at the top comes with a responsibility. It does. It comes with an accountability. It comes with us understanding that, listen, I know that God is with me, but here's the thing, stuff's gonna come your way. And as much as you want to tell everybody off. Oh, come on, help me somebody. Boy, some of you got sharp tongues, boy. Y'all can go real quick. And listen, and it'd be cool too. And it'd be quick and it cut real deep. All right, but check this out. But you got to understand something, that you have something bigger to accomplish. Do I have anybody? Listen, at some point you got to leave the bottom feeders right here. You got to rise above that stuff, and you got to start seeing that God has a greater plan for you, but some of that stuff that needs to come out will come out through your interaction with people. Now, they could not have said, we see plainly. That word plainly means access. Imagine that. In other words, the word also means advisors. So what the text is telling us is that for some reason Abimelech said, I see it because I had access to your life. In other words, I ain't living in the dark. Come on, help me, somebody. I'm not saying I'm blessed on Sunday and then Monday I'm living in the dark. And so first thing you got to remember is this. People will see your success before you do. See, what we don't realize is that you're already successful. You're already blessed. But watch this. You see, when you're living at the top, but you look like you're losing, watch this. People are not going to see anything. See, here's the thing. When you're in it, you may not see the reality of it. Oh, let me see if this makes sense. Here's the thing. You may say, oh, man, she looks blessed, but you don't know her story. Come on, help me. You don't know what she's been through. You don't know how far God had to bring her to get here. But better believe that somebody will see it before you see it. And watch this. Right when you get ready to quit, God's going to send somebody and say, oh, I see it. Did you see it? Can I ask you a question? Do you see it in you? Do you see what others see? I always hear this. I don't understand how what you see, I don't see. You better pay attention. How is it that you hear people say, I see you got all the potential in the world, and how is it that we somehow don't see it ourselves? Tell you to my God, see this thing. Don't let your enemy see it before you. That's all I'm trying to say. Watch this. When you're in it, it may not be your reality. And you know what I believe God does that for? He does that to keep us humble. Because if God showed you that you were already a millionaire, come on, help me, somebody. If God already showed you that what you've been praying for has already been handed to you, you wouldn't work as hard as you're working now. You wouldn't pray as hard as you're praying now. You wouldn't worship as much as you're worshiping now. You wouldn't show up every Sunday. Why? Because, you know, I do enough. But, Lord, let me see it myself. Isaac was walking around. I know he remembered he the promised son. But when you're in your mess, you make mistakes. And here's the mistake you make first. Looking down on you. Come on and help me, somebody. I ain't good enough. I've been trying this thing so long. I've been doing this. God said, and you know what's crazy? It's not your friends gonna tell you. It's not your friends. It's gonna be your enemies. And the people that envy you the most, the ones that give you heck on wheels, meals on wheels, but heck on wheels, amen, they're the ones that, watch this, they're so envious of what God is doing in your life. They can't wait to confront you. But you would think it was the people closest to you that say, man, I see. That ain't what the text is saying. Let's look at the text. Look what he said. He says, that the Lord has been with you. Can I ask you a question? How do you know the Lord is with you? Because you're at the top now? No, because every time I fell, I got back up. Every time I felt like giving up, I kept pressing my way in. Every time it looks like the odds were stacked against me, hey, I was able to rise again. Do I have anybody here this morning that understands what I'm talking about? That you look like you were losing, but the Lord is with you. I'm so glad that the Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I'm so glad today that Jesus brought me this far by faith. And every now and then, it doesn't look like the Lord is with me. But I stopped by to tell you, when God is with you, you don't have to worry. You don't have to doubt. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. His word says that. And what God says, we believe. What God says, we can stand on. Isaac, God is with you. We see. We didn't hear the Lord. Oh, we digging now. It's not what I heard. Here's the thing, y'all. The reason why people don't believe in giving and trusting God is because they don't see no evidence. But if you pay attention, 19 years. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Started in a little conference room in Sugar Land. Oh, it may not look like what everybody wanted to look like, but I stopped by to tell you, I see God. And I've seen God transform your lives. I've seen some people who've been here a little while now. And I've watched what God has done in your life. This stuff is for real. See, a pair of lips will tell you, oh, I love God. But let me see it. And when we see it, we believe it. Why? Listen, if they didn't see it, they would have killed Isaac a long time ago. But see, there's a fear of God. And when God puts his spirit in you, saints, I'm trying to tell you that you're anointed by God. You have the Holy Spirit in you. What can man do to you? I'm serious. What can he do to you? What doors can he close that God can't open? Come on, help me, will you? Amen. And that's what I'm trying to say. With Isaac, it could have went away. But when people see God in your life. Second thing is this. You got to remember, they also know who's with you by your action. It's not what you say. Okay? Not just your success. Listen, success is just part of the plan. It's a means to an end. It's God using certain things, circumstances, but saints, your actions. James says, when you hear the word, and you don't act upon it, it's like a man that looks himself in the mirror. Amen. And when he walks away, he forgets what kind of man he really is. He says he's deluding himself. But my actions prove that God is with me. Because my attitude will align with my actions. Come on, help me, somebody. He says, we see plainly that the Lord, watch this, has been with you. I'm saying one more time. Watch this. You know what Isaac didn't do? He didn't get into an altercation. He didn't attack. Watch this. They said, I see plainly. Watch what he goes on to say. Watch what he goes on to say. And look what, now watch what Abimelech says here. He says, now we said, here go the we. Let us, what? I'm sorry, let there be now be not be an oath, what? Between us. In other words, they wanted to make a promise. They wanted to reconcile. So give me the point. Remember, never reject reconciliation. Yes. Some of you don't realize your blessing has a hold on it. It's a so if you give me $1 million check, I asked the bank the other day, I said, I'm having a transfer of $1 million. I said, how long is it going to take? She said, Pastor, it's going to take about 28 days for that. I said, why? Because we got to check it out. Speak those things. Y'all ain't hear me. I said, $1 million. I said that. I did say that to her. And she said, it's going to take about 28 days. We got to verify and double verify that. You understand what I'm saying? And so I thought about my blessings. I said, oh, so you're telling me, God, that my blessings may be on a hold because I don't want to reconcile with those people that lied about me, that talked about me, that tried to run me in the ground. They want reconciliation because they see God's anointing on me. Come on, help me, somebody. They see that God is the one blessing me, not the world blessing me. So here's what God is telling me to do. Reconcile. Put your feelings to the side and talk to those people. You ain't got to be all buddy-buddy with them right away. But here's what I'm saying. They fear you more than you fear them. Because you know why? They see that no matter what they tried to do to you, you still rise. You still went to the top. You're living at the top. Where are they living? Now here's that. Don't get happy because they're at the bottom, but here's what I'm saying. Reconcile because it's the right thing to do. But it will release the whole from your blessings. Are you with me? Now watch this. It's deep. But I want you to look at something. Look at their thoughts for a minute. They knew that God was with him. Let me ask you a question. Do you know for sure God is with you? Your actions tell that. Okay, I'm saying one more time. Your what? Your actions tell that. This wasn't working out for just his good. This was working out for God's glory. But see, reconciliation is the key. Because, watch this, you can't hold in your heart something for this person and then be good with this person. That's called a divided heart. And so what it simply means is that we have to settle those issues so that we can get the whole off our blessings. Somebody here, you got a hole, and it's time to release. Do I have anybody? And then he says he wants to make a covenant, right? That means a promise. Verse 29 says, and that you, now hold on a minute. You got the most powerful man on the planet talking to the least. Oh, come on. See, when God put his name on you, when God put his anointing on you, when God puts, watch this, his word in you, do you not know that you become a threat? When your enemies have to come and ask permission? Watch this, let's be at peace. But guess what? I fear you, but I ain't gonna tell you. But here's the thing, that you do us no harm just as we, what? Have done to you. Nothing but, hold on a minute. Now see that narrative? See that narrative? People got their own narrative. Listen, wait a minute. You know what he's saying, right? Do you know what he's saying? Here's what he's saying. I could have killed you. But my narrative is this. Isaac said, you hated me. You put me out. And you're talking about we didn't touch you and done nothing but good? Whose narrative is that? And so here's how you forgive a person like this. You ready? I'm writing a book on this. This is going to be the title of my book. Give it to me. That's how you do it. Remember, I told you, I gave you this illustration last week. Watch this. Here's the issue. Here's the person. When you look at the person, you look at it as a whole. In other words, you've got the person wrapped up in the issue. That's why you'll never forgive them, ever. But if you separate the person from the issue. And watch this. Let the issue go. Love the person. Love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully. See, the reason I can tolerate you again is because I know God created you. You got breath like I have breath. And watch this. God loves you just like he loves me. Watch this. God reigns. He looks on the just and the unjust. He raises you up in the morning, and he wakes me up in the morning, too. So here's the thing. If I take the issue, and I throw away the issue, and I'm talking about throwing away the issue. The Bible says God takes our sins, and he throws it in the sea of forgiveness. He separates it from the east and from the west. You know why? Because they never touch. Come on, help me, somebody. And so when you release the issue, and you say, you know what? I'm going to forgive the person because God forgave me. I was a wretch undone. I don't really deserve being at the top. Matter of fact, I couldn't be trusted. But God, you trusted me. And here's the thing. They have their version, but you got your version. And your version is this. I'm going to separate the issue from the person. And I'm going to reconcile. Not just because it's the right thing to do, it's because God what God wants me to do. And secondly, my blessings will be released because that's what's stopping our blessings from being deposited in our lives. Oh, tell somebody today, my version is better. And my version is this. He who began a good work in me will in no wise finish it. Yeah, you may think you're getting over on me because I let that stuff go. But guess what? God is my judge. He's my redeemer. And what he's asking me to do is to release whatever it is so that I can go on and keep living at the top. You see, when God is with you, he expects you to act in accordance with his values and virtues. And God is a forgiving God. Some of you don't understand. You got to release your daddy. You got to release your mama. You got to release your pastor. You got to release your cud and poo and the dope head that messed you up or whatever it was that ruined your life. Let them go. Release the issue. Love the person. Reconcile. And watch what God does for you. Life is too short to keep holding on to those things that you can't change. I had to go back and reach some people and talk to them and tell them I'm sorry. I didn't even know what I was sorry about. But I stopped by to tell you. When I tell you it was freeing, it was releasing. Listen, I started rejoicing. Because I can live again. I'm not living with a double mind. Because when God is with you, you do what God does. Are you with me? Listen. When you live in a consistency of God's word, you will see that it's easy to let go. How is it you're going to tell me that you didn't touch me? Man, I could have taken you out. Matter of fact, I could take you out right now. See, that's kind of gangster stuff. No, serious. This is for real. I got 2 minutes. Watch this. This is the kind of gangster stuff you see in Scripture. He could have taken him out, but God is showing you Isaac's heart. Now, if your enemy says God is with you, and they see it. And watch this. And now they want to make peace, but you don't want to make peace. You're still mad and upset. You left me with these 7 kids and all this other stuff. You got to let that stuff go. Let it go. I'm going to say it one more time. Let it go. And the last thing he says, you are now the what? All right, let me ask this question. You, look at the last part of the verse. You are now, no. He says, the blessed. Did you say that? This is not shalom. This is barach. What does that mean? Oh, she almost going to go, no, I'm just playing. I'll speak a little Hebrew for you. It means that you are abundantly blessed. It's a difference. See, in the New Testament, blessed means peace. In the Old Testament, barach means, watch this, abundantly blessed. So give me the last point. Yeah. Come on, man, act like it. The way we be cussing and fighting and carrying on. Come on now. Come on now. I ain't talking about nobody. How come you don't look, how come you're not living like you're blessed? You can't enjoy your blessings because you're holding people hostage. Come on, man. You have more than they will ever have. Listen, there's nothing that they could do to touch you. You have more, but it's time to recognize it. Tell your neighbor it's, and forget it. You're living a blessed life now. How many can say you're living a blessed life? How many can say you're really living a blessed life? Then act like it. Don't hold on to grudges. Don't hold on to issues or people. Yeah, I get it. But you survived, man. Come on. He didn't want to pay child support, but you raised them kids. Come on, help me somebody. Will you please? Listen. They left you for broke. But look at you now. Tell your neighbor, I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. And the one that's blessing me is Jesus Christ. You know, if you go to Universal Studios, either in Florida or California, they will take you on a tour of the movie lot. In the movie lot, you'll see these Western towns or modern type building towns that they created. The tour guide will explain to you that as you drive through, what you see is really a facade. That's all it is. Externally, they may look like a town or a city, but there's nothing behind it. May I ask you a question today? When I look at you, I know what I see, but what's behind it? And a child of God that's blessed of God, got to remember that people will see your success before they do you. Remember, they will also know who's with you by your actions. Remember, never reject reconciliation, no matter how you feel. Remember, always separate the issue from the person. And lastly, you got to remember who you are now. Who are you now? Blessed of the Lord. Who are you? A child of God. Who are you? Saved. sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Who are you, the head and not the tail? Who are you? The God of all glory will come in one day and he will rapture us from this earth. Do I have anybody here? You made it. You're blessed. You're favored of God. But I want to tell you that the devil in hell can't stop you. God has his name on you. And when his name is on you, he will get the glory. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Life at the top. Come on and give him a praise, y'all. Hallelujah. Life at the top. You didn't think it had to do with people, but it does. I keep short accounts with my wife because the Bible says to me that my prayers are hindered. Oh, believe the word. Now you may say, well, she's wrong. Huh? That ain't, God said, that ain't your concern. It does say that. So if I'm the man of the house praying for the house, all of this has to do with relationships. These men wanted peace with a man that they should have just killed. See, it's when he got back up, that's when they saw it. Look at how many times the devil said, I'm going to destroy your day. I'm going to mess up your week. But you kept pressing anyhow. Come on, y'all. You kept on going. You didn't throw in the towel. You kept going in spite of what you felt and experienced. And the devil's like, man, why can't I take him out? Why can't I take her out? Because she made a decision. God is with me. So let me see this. If God is with you and you're blessed, what you tripping about? See, going through it is hard. Because you can tell the language of Isaac when he says, y'all hate me. Last week I told you, you got to let go of the resentment before you reconcile. Because if you're reconciling with resentment, you'll never reconcile and resolve the issue. And so today, if you need prayer, remember, you're going to meet new people at the top. Just like, see, this is another thing. You have to hang out with like-minded people. Quit trying to save the whole hood. Because you can't, that's what happened to Michael Vick. He wanted to go back to, I worked with Michael Vick. He wanted to go back to Newport News, Virginia, where I used to work, and save the whole neighborhood. And they sucked him in, bled him out. And notice, he did the time. Oh, come on. So just like they plainly see your blessings, don't think they're going to try to take it. So if you need prayer,